Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Well, a great first hour with Shane Kapler, and now hour number two on this end-of-the-week broadcast. Jerry Usher in for Cy Kellett today. Cy will be back after the Catholic Answers cruise. I know that's going to be a fantastic event. Pray for them. Pray for their safety, their edification, and that God just touches all of the lives of those who are together, gathered together in that wonderful opportunity of fellowship. This hour, Dr. Ray Guarendi will join us. We're going to talk about really anything having to do with everyday life, getting through life, managing. And in a particular focus, we can talk about if you've got discipline questions, if your kids are just not quite turning out to be those shining stars that you hope, or maybe they are turning out to be those shining stars with just a little bit of dimness every now and then, and how they behave or act up. You know what? They're being human. They're being kids, but you may just want to talk to Dr. Ray about how to manage certain situations, or again, in your own life, relationship questions, just vocational discernment. We can just talk about anything that might be going on, dealing with an illness maybe. Maybe you're frustrated with God or something. Let Dr. Ray give you some advice on making it through each day, not just getting by, but thriving. That's what we want to help you out with here. So 888-318-7884 is our number, 888-318-7884. And Dr. Ray, I want to welcome you to the program. As we were talking with each other off the air, I guess there's a massive shortage of fill-in hosts and guests because they got us together on this end of the week.
Well, Jerry, I don't want to be hypersensitive about this, but when you said we had a great first hour and now we have hour number two, I don't want to overreact to the way you put that.
You mean it came through?
Did it come through.
Oh.
You know, the folks listening don't realize that you and I go way, way, way back. You first interviewed me. I think you were in your early 30s. I was a freshman in high school. And but we go back. We've been, what, buddies for 20 years?
Oh, yeah, it's more than that. Yeah, in fact, when I was the host of Catholic Answers Live, we were the producers of your show. The doctor is in for a period of time there. And so glad it's still going strong, Dr. Ray. And thanks for making time to be with us on the program today. How is your I know that you just really it's life-giving for you to be on the radio each and every day across the EWTN network and really helping people with their life situations.
I didn't want to do it, Jerry. When I was first asked, they came to me and asked me if I wanted a radio show, and I peremptorily said no. I didn't want to be tied to a microphone. And they were persuasive. My wife was persuasive. I said, I'll try it, see how it goes. And, Jerry, I got to tell you, I was so shocked at the number of folks who, through either emails or letters, said that Catholic radio brought them back to the faith, Catholic radio increased their faith, Catholic radio helped them convert, Catholic radio brought their family back together. I was stunned. I was stunned. I was going to approach this on a purely temporary basis. Let's just see how it goes. And I remember thinking towards the end of that first year that even if I wanted to leave Catholic radio, I couldn't,
right,
because I didn't want to stand before God and say, hey, you know, I saw how powerful Catholic media is, but hey, I'm a busy guy. You know what I mean? I got stuff
right
to do, place to go, people to see, don't have time to do this. So, Jerry, it was something beyond anything I could have expected.
Yeah.
Even when, I got to tell you, even when you hosted me. Even
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the $5 a day that we offered you, right? That had to seal it.
I jumped at it. Catholic media, I was the highest paid guest.
Well, that represented $1 a day for half of your kids.
You know, Jer, of the 10 kids, our last one, left the house. So my wife and I are alone, and we are getting into a parent protection program, which is where they will alter our identities and relocate us in Montana.
Okay.
The children will never find us.
Wow. Wow. That's too much. Wow. So Dr. Ray Guarendi is here with us, and your calls are welcome. 888-318-7884. We jest a lot because, as Ray said, we are good friends, and he's one of the funniest guys I know. But we can tackle your topic, dear listeners, your question of any nature right now. If you got a parenting question, discipline, Dr. Ray is a licensed psychologist, and he doesn't dispense official advice on the air, as we like to say, but he does have a practice, and he knows what he's doing. And he's heard it all on his radio show. So I think you'd be hard-pressed to throw something at him that he can't help you with here. So something personal, something going on in your life, relationship, parenting, 888-318-7884. Is there anything else, Ray? I mean, we got some calls coming in already, obviously, but anything else you want to impart to our listeners that you're up to, travel, books, anything like that?
Sure. Well, I got talked into about 3 months ago. I got talked into by a woman who is very competent in this area into a Facebook page. Man, I avoided Facebook forever because I thought, I'm not going to sit here and send you a picture of me eating a bologna sandwich. However,
as much as people would love to see that.
Yes, yeah, right. But she said, Ray, let's make it a page where we put up videos and we do everything we can to bring good living, good morals, thoughtful stuff to the people. So I would just say, if anybody would like to join me on Facebook, I'd be glad to have you there. I promise you there's going to be no bologna sandwiches, and you're not going to have pictures of me sitting by the pool, you know, in my striped tiger swimsuit. Not going to happen. But I do want to say this, Jer. Now, you got Take Two, right? You've been on the air how long now?
Two years. June 15th will be 2 years, if you can believe it.
How many questions have you gotten from parents who have said, my young adult children have left the faith?
Oh, man. That is not just on the show that Debbie and I host, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, but Ray, we also, as you know, Debbie and I and many others through Third Millennium Media, my company, we go around the country hosting Catholic radio pledge drives, and the stations are very eager, very quick to ask their donors when they call in, is there anything we can pray for? Ray, it is a runaway number one prayer intention, kids, other family members, yeah, who've left the faith. You're right.
Okay, let's do this then. Got to figure, we've got some folks listening that they're in this experience. And by the way, I've often said, Jerry, this is unprecedented in Christian history. Unprecedented that children raised in faithful homes leave in such numbers. The culture is godless. The culture is seductive. The culture pulls them away like a big vacuum tube. Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and hopefully this will prove to your listeners logically that their days of beating themselves up, of blaming themselves, of wondering, what did I do wrong? How did I fall short? Maybe I should have prayed the rosary in Aramaic while I levitated above broken glass. More mm-hmm. lives of the saints in the original languages. You know, obviously I did something wrong. Okay.
Right.
We're going to prove to them logically. You ready?
Yep.
All right. You just answer yes or no.
Okay.
I got the hard part. You got the easy part. Is there a God?
Yes.
Is Christ God?
Yes.
Was he sinless?
Yes.
Could he perform miracles?
Yes.
Did he have a perfect understanding of human nature?
Yes.
Could he get most people to follow him?
No.
So, apparently, those of us parents, and I include me in this, whose children have left the faith, we think we're better at this than the God-man.
Hmm. Yeah, good.
Our Lord himself couldn't convince most people to follow him, given all that he could do. I always tell my clients, they say, You can't perform a miracle. You can't even do a crummy card trick. And yet somehow you think there was a spiritual formula that would have guaranteed in this culture that your children would have stayed in the faith. You gave them the very best you knew at the time you knew it. Now, some of them are going to come back. Believe the stats, some of them are going to come back. But they got a mom or a dad praying for them. Okay, something down deep inside there is percolating around, and it may just may come up. And maybe we'll be long gone from this earth when it does. But maybe from heaven we'll get to see it. So that's my proof, Jerry, that the days of them beating themselves up are over unless they think they're superior to Jesus.
So I get a gold star? Did I ace the exam?
You know what? I knew that the only chance you would have is if I put it in true-false, where you could get like 50-50.
Right.
If I had to put a short answer essay to this whole thing, I think you'd have struggled.
Well, and everybody would have tuned out by now, and the callers would have hung up, and we could have just signed off early, you know. So, all right, hang on, Ray. We're going to get a short break here. When we come back, Mary Ann in Ontario, Oregon is going to go first. We have Sydney and Bill. Dr. Ray Guarendi is here. Life questions, struggles, challenges, triumphs. Maybe you've got difficulty in a relationship. Maybe you are one of those people whose kids have left the faith, and you're going, well, beyond prayer, what can I do? Well, I think the short answer is probably not a lot beyond prayer right now. But if you're trying to raise your kids, maybe to make sure they don't leave the faith, maybe you've got little ones in your household, Dr. Ray Guarendi will help you out when we come back. 888-318-7884. Stay right there.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
Hi, this is Catholic Answers Live host Cy Kellett, and I'm really excited to tell you about a special limited time offer we've got right now on subscriptions to our award-winning Catholic Answers magazine. Sign up today during our annual subscription drive, and not only can you save big bucks off the normal price, you can get a collection of 5 exclusive audio presentations added to your order for free. Subscribe today at 818-487-2011 or online at catholic.com. Sign up for a 1-year subscription and we'll give you $10 off the normal price. Better yet, become a 2-year subscriber and we'll up the ante by dropping the price $20 and sending you a customized Catholic Answers flash drive containing exclusive talks from a top-notch lineup of speakers, including Tim Staples, Carlo Broussard, Trent Horn, and Chris Check, and my talk on renewing the culture. That's a savings of $20 plus 5 brand new audio presentations when you sign up for a 2-year subscription to Catholic Answers magazine. Act now! This is our best offer of the year, and it's only available for a limited time. Subscribe to Catholic Answers Magazine before our annual subscription drive ends. Phone 818-487-2011 or go to Catholic.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, the new evangelization. In previous centuries, missionaries would travel to foreign lands to evangelize, but today's missionaries are more likely to focus on fallen away Catholic neighbors or relatives. But what about the old evangelization? The 2 millennia of Catholic missionary efforts by the likes of St. Paul, St. Augustine of Canterbury, St. Francis Xavier, and most importantly, our Lord Himself. We must not forget the methods they used to spread the faith to the farthest reaches of the world. Our situation may be new, but the essentials of evangelization always remain the same. In his new book, The Old Evangelization, How to Spread the Faith Like Jesus Did, author Eric Sammons provides a practical guide to putting these essentials into practice in everyday use in your interactions with family, friends, coworkers, and even fellow parishioners. Order your copy of The Old Evangelization today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
All right, thanks so much for being with us, Jerry Escher in for Cy Kellett today. Hour number 2 with Dr. Ray Guarendi. And we will spare you the remainder of the Jerry and Ray comedy act here and get to your questions, which is why you've tuned in here. Dr. Ray Guarendi is a licensed psychologist. And again, he can't, as you say on your show, Ray, you can't do any real shrinking on the radio, but you can certainly help people out with some suggestions and advice. So we are going to go. Marianne actually dropped. Marianne, if you get a chance to call back from Ontario, Oregon, please do, listening on Salt and Light Radio. So we'll start with Sydney in Omaha, Nebraska on Spirit FM. Hi, Sydney. Welcome. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Thanks Good. For having me.
Sure. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I am 22. I'm in my last year of my studies. And I am involved in some clinical rotations kind of to prepare me for my future career. And over my time in school, I've really grown in my life of prayer and my relationship with Jesus. So really being open to discernment of his will for my vocation and career has become very important to me. And my question is how I relate the experiences in my practice and my studies when I'm getting really excited about the work that I'm going to be doing and really enjoying the people that I'm working with, but I come to pray in the evening and I'm experiencing times of desolation and not really feeling guidance in my prayer, and how to kind of connect those two, I guess, between my experiences and really enjoying those, but not feeling that in my prayer life.
Sydney, there is a reality here in what you've chosen as your career. The reality is this. When you immerse yourself in people's troubles and their pain and their hurt, you're going to get pulled into some of it. And I don't mean necessarily intertwined with their life. What I mean is it's almost impossible to stay emotionally disconnected from the wave after wave of human sadness or struggle or emotion. And I think what you're experiencing when you go to pray is the fact that a lot of that, if you want to call downward pull of emotions, spills over into your prayer. And because I'm such a highly trained professional, Sydney, I'm going to give you a response that I think has been gleaned from my many, many, many years of experience. Are you ready? Sydney, are you ready there?
I hope so.
Okay.
She's paused. She's hesitant, Dr. Ray.
She's ready. Okay. When you feel desolate in your prayer, my response to you is, so what? My dear, you are asked just to pray. I think it was G.K. Chesterton who said, if something is worth doing badly, or if something is worth doing, it's worth doing badly. So you're there to pray, sweetheart. You don't have to feel emotionally connected all the time. God is just asking you to connect with him, to converse with him, to talk with him, to tell him, hey, Lord, I'm feeling pretty dry right now. Feeling pretty dry. I don't know why, but you got to help me out here. Because I'll tell you what, if you're going to stay in this profession, and as you move through your studies and you become more and more able to see more and more situations because of your degree advancement, you're going to have to recognize that there's going to be a certain amount of emotional battering that'll take place for you. And you can survive that, and you can rise above it. But there will be times when it will affect you, and maybe in your prayers that's what will happen. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you're not praying. It just means you're not having the feeling that you've defined as prayerful.
Does that help, Sydney?
It does, yes. Thank you. I think what I do is when I don't feel the consolation in prayer, I tend to maybe start doubting my feelings. Well, I'm loving these studies and these experiences, but if I'm not, having really rich prayer, is it really what Jesus wants me to do? And that causes me to doubt. So.
No, you're overthinking it. I could tell you're already in psychology. You're overthinking it.
I acknowledge that I definitely overthink it and maybe try to over-discern sometimes. So.
No, you don't judge your prayer life on that basis, Sydney. You're there to help people, and I will tell you, we need more folks in the profession that have a traditional moral worldview. We truly do. You will be very valued.
All right,
well,
Sydney.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. Bless your heart, Sydney. Thanks. Thanks for sharing with us what you did on the program today. I'm sure that was helpful from Dr. Ray. All right. We do have Mary Ann back from Ontario, Oregon, again, listening on Salt and Light Radio. Hi, Mary Ann. You're on with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Hey, Dr. Ray.
Mary Ann, I got to tell you, I'm not feeling very warm towards you right now because you already hung up on me once. Now, you recognize if this happens again...
Yeah. I'm with you. Can I blame it on my smartphone? It's smarter than I am.
How can we help you, dear?
Well, sir, my husband and I have been married for 10 years. We have 5 kiddos. And we go to Mass on Sunday. And we do homeschool. we try to be faithful, but... And my hubby really is very responsible, very good person. But once in a while, he will kind of go to the bar with his buddies and not tell me and not come home till way late at night. And it happened last night, and it really stresses me out, I guess. And the kids too, you know, because daddy's not home and. So that is my dilemma, and it's gone on for 10 years.
Wow. Obviously, he knows how strongly you feel about this, right?
He knows. He does. Yes.
You have not minced words. You have made it very clear how insecure that makes you feel, how it interferes with mom and dad and the kids. And in many, many ways, you worry about what kinds of things could tempt him where he is, right? I mean, you've talked about this 100 times?
Oh, yeah. I've probably talked about it too much. And I guess my problem is I don't know what to do about it, you know. Even last night, I'm like, well, what do you do? He knows essentially that's not right because he comes home, you know, drives home in a state where he shouldn't be driving. And, you know, so he knows it's wrong. And today he was apologetic like usual, you know, he's like, gosh, I'm just really sorry. I don't want it to happen again. Can you help me not make sure it doesn't happen again? But I'm like, what do you want me to do? Call you every night at, you know, 4:30 and say, hey, are you coming home tonight? Or, you know, I guess I just don't know what to do.
Here's what I would suggest, sweetheart. Do nothing. There, at this point, you have thrown every emotion at him that you can. You have begged. You have pleaded. The kids are getting older. I think part of what could happen is that even though he says he's sorry, and would I be wrong to say that there's been times when he gets upset and resentful because he thinks you're nagging him?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You tell him this. You say, I'm not going to say another word about this. No more. You're a big boy. You know what's right, what's wrong. I will tell you this, though. Your children are getting older, and they are starting to notice. And if you want to have a beautiful daddy relationship with this 8-year-old daughter of yours or your 8-year-old son, it's going to come to a point where they're going to recognize that daddy's a little unreliable. And I don't want that to happen for you. But I'll tell you, this has got to be your decision. And furthermore, me and the kids, when you do these things, we will live our family life, and that night you won't be part of it. We may go somewhere, we may visit, we will do family things, and the kids will notice. Maybe not the two-year-old, seven-year-old will. Where's Daddy? You let him know that at this point, the kids are starting to take notice.
Okay, Marianne, I hope that that helps. And don't forget that on many of these same affiliates, Dr. Ray is on, as you know, it sounds like you're familiar with his program and his great advice on The Doctor Is In, which, if I'm not mistaken, Ray, is 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday on many of these stations. So I have the time, right? Yeah, in fact, you're on right after Debbie and I on Take Two.
Well, you guys are my lead-in act. You are. You get the Frisbees and the beach balls gone, and then I come in and kind of take the crowd.
Well, you know what? We feel actually kind of like the stuff in the Oreo cookie. You know, John at Bankovic is on before us, and then you. And so we're like the cream filling there, you know. But I think we all make a pretty decent team. All right, to Dr. Ray Guarendi. Thanks, Marianne, for your call. I hope that's helpful. We'll be praying for your situation. And God can do anything, Marianne. So just, he sees your heart. He knows it's a burden for you. Bill in North Logan, Utah, you're going to be up next with Dr. Ray here on Catholic Answers Live. Don't go away.
Summer is coming, and with it, teens, young adults, and even adult friends and family will find themselves with a lot of free time on their hands. The good news is that Catholic Answers has something to fill up that free time. Two great graphic novels that combine visual excitement and quirky humor with philosophy and theology. The Truth Is Out There and its sequel, The Big Picture, follow two heroes as they travel through time and space, discovering truths about life, God, the Church, and eventually embarking on an exciting adventure along the timeline of salvation history. These books are so appealing, we guarantee if you just leave them sitting around, someone in the household will pick them up and read, and better yet, enjoy and learn from them. The Truth Is Out There and The Big Picture are also great catechetical tools for youth ministry, college classrooms, campus outreach, high school programs, RCIA, and parish family programs, and more. The Truth Is Out There and The Big Picture are available individually or packaged together at a very special price. Get yours today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or visiting a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Wouldn't it be great to have a book to give to anyone to explain exactly why Catholics believe what we believe? The good news is that now there is. Why We're Catholic is the groundbreaking new resource by apologist Trent Horn, that one book you can hand to anyone as a starting point for helping them find their way into or back to the practice of the Catholic faith. Don't miss out on the most important, life-changing book to come along in years. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Jeanette Benkovic.
Did you know that I had been away from the Catholic faith for 10 years? I credit my grandmother's rosary for bringing me back home to our Holy Catholic Church. She had 13 grandchildren and prayed a rosary each day for each one of us. That's 13 rosaries a day. I know that it was Grandma's rosary that tilled the soil of my hardened heart to eventually bring me back to our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Women of Grace with Jeanette Benkovic, Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Catholic Answers Live, Jerry Usher in for Cy Kellett today. Cy, I'll be back in several days. Good to be with you here. And before we take more of your calls, want to again just let you know that the fantastic, amazing, epic, wonderful, I could go on and on with adjectives, but it's the Catholic Answers Magazine annual subscription drive has kicked off. It kicked off yesterday. And I know a lot of people already called in to sign up for 1 or 2 year subscriptions, and there's money to be saved and great Catholic talks to be to be enjoyed when you sign up. So when you take out a one-year subscription right now, you're going to get $10 off the normal price, which is already, it's a reasonably priced magazine to begin with, but they'll knock 10 bucks off. And if you sign up for 2 years, they'll drop the price $20 and you'll get a little thumb drive, a flash drive. It's got some exclusive talks from Catholic Answers staff members, including host Cy Kellett, Carlo, Trent, Tim, President Christopher Check, and this even applies for those of you who live outside the United States, anywhere you might be, $10 or $20 off a subscription of 1 or 2 years, and a 2-year subscription gets you that flash drive. So here is it's a new number. This is a new number for you to call. If you call the regular Catholic Answers customer service line, you will, they can certainly help you with this or redirect you, but jot this number down. It's 844-589-1597, 844-589-1597, and maybe even the best way to do that is just go to CatholicAnswersMagazine.com, CatholicAnswersMagazine.com. I'm looking at that website right now, and you're going to get all the information right there. Great prices and some free gifts as well. CatholicAnswersMagazine.com. Okay, Dr. Ray, we're going to help out Bill next.
Yep. Jerry, could you do me a favor?
I hope so.
Well, when you were you're introducing the Catholic Answers magazine, you strung together about 7 or 8 superlatives.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very highfalutin adjectives. I personally was getting very excited because I thought you were introducing me.
Well, that was just, yeah.
So I was really anticipating this, and then you veered off into describing the wonderful Catholic Answers magazine. So don't do that again, okay? Because I got a little carried away, and then I got dropped. You know.
Well, Ray, I have to actually clarify your thinking on that. There isn't time to put together a string of adjectives to reintroduce you on the program. Otherwise, we wouldn't get to any other calls. So I
wrote them down for you. I thought you were going to read them.
That's that email I haven't opened up yet. Okay. I'll get right on that. In the meantime, we are going to go to Bill in North Logan, Utah. Hi, Bill. What can Dr. Ray help you with today?
Hi. I have an adult son who's an alcoholic, and he's giving his mother just living hell. I mean, she can't say anything right or do anything right, and we don't know what to do about it.
Does he live with you, Bill? Does he live with you?
Yes, he does.
Question. Why have you decided to take this level of mistreatment from him?
Well, the thing is, I'm working out of state, and I go back for maybe a couple of weeks now and then. And so things are fine when I'm around. But when I leave, it all breaks loose, and so we really don't know what to do.
Does she want him there?
She did, but now she doesn't. She can't. She's just so stressed. She just can't handle it any longer.
Okay. So she said, "How old is he, Bill?"
He's he'll be 40.
If she says you can't live here because of the way you treat me, because of the way you cooperate, because of how you basically make it so ugly, she says, uh-huh, you'll have to leave. Would you have a problem with that?
Oh, no. I mean, I've encouraged her to do that. She has mental problems, and so we lived in another state, and we moved because I lost my work there and all that stuff. And he helped her move. And he decided to stay. So, but that's something else too. He won't get a job now either. And the situation just with his alcohol, I guess it is, just got totally out of hand. And
Bill,
he's now
saying, how can I make him act right? That's a much, much harder question than how can I make my wife have some peace? If your wife is afraid to say, I'm giving you 1 month to find a place to live because you're simply uncooperative and ugly toward us, then maybe you have to decide you're going to, next time you're home, sit with your wife and say, what do we want to do about this? And you, of course, as parents, have every right in the world to say, this cannot be. You cannot live here and mistreat. And we're not probably talking mistreatment, we're probably talking abuse. Your mother, and she's probably fragile emotionally, right?
Yeah, plus she's on, you know, pretty strong drugs for her condition. And
I think, Bill, this may be a time for you to step in and protect her.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I will. I mean, I've talked to her about this, and she kind of vacillates on it. Once she'll want him out of there, and then she'll turn around and say he helps me out a lot, even under the conditions. He does the cooking for her, which she can't do anymore, and he cleans the house, you know, and all that stuff. And
well,
so,
if she's going to decide to keep him there, then I would tell her, do not give him advice or opinions or scolding or moral direction of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Of any kind. Do not try to tell him he's not carrying his share of the load. Do not tell him you owe me $100 for last month's rent. Because if she's not going to stand her ground and say these are the terms for you to live here, then the next best thing for her to do is to simply totally let him live there and say nothing about his conduct.
Yeah. We've talked about that. I've told her to do that, to just avoid him at all costs. And just don't have anything to do with him and all that stuff. And
I don't know if she can do that, Bill.
Hey. Pardon?
I don't know if she can do that.
Well, she's having a very difficult time. I mean, when he confronts her and starts screaming at her and cussing at her, she kind of, you know, blows up herself and kind of makes things escalate to, I mean, there's nothing physical.
One more option for you, Bill. One more option. You ask her this question. If I could get you help, if I could get someone in here on a periodic basis to maybe cook or do shopping or prepare meals for 2 or 3 days, then would you feel so needing of having him there?
We've talked about that, and she has told him that she's going to. We have an extra room that she is renting out, and he's very upset about that. And to some lady who's she works, but when she's around, he doesn't do much of the confrontation situation with my wife.
Bill, I'm going to leave you with this. I think the situation is going to progressively get more ugly, and at some point you're going to have to decide between your wife and your son.
I'm asking her to talk to her psychiatrist to see if they can do something about it.
Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
Yeah. Tough situation, Bill. I think Dr. Ray has given you a lot of great, at least starter points here, and a lot of prayers, Bill. A lot of prayers will be certainly coming your way. Anonymous, so we're going to get to you next, and Roger, and hopefully David, and another Anonymous. We'll get our final break here on this Friday edition of Catholic Answers Live, taken care of for you right now. I'm Jerry Usher, in for Cy Kellett. Dr. Ray Guarendi is here. We are talking about, well, the stuff of life. Whatever you would like to ask the good doctor, he is here and available for you at 888-318-7884. Coming right back.
Miss a show? Make sure to catch up by downloading the podcast, available online at Catholic.com.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their Catholic values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
Homeschool Connections has recently formed a partnership featuring a dual enrollment program with Franciscan University of Steubenville. Our website is homeschoolconnections.com. We are a proud sponsor of Catholic Answers Live.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 21:15, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He asked him the same question two more times. The third time, Peter was distressed and answered, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." After each of Peter's answers, Jesus told him to feed and tend his sheep. Then Jesus told him that in old age, he would lose the independence of his youth. Someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus is really showing us what he expects of any disciple. Do we love him? And not just as our God, but as our friend. Is he on our mind frequently, not only when we want something, when we are mainly concerned with ourselves, but with him, with what he wants? How much does he matter to us in the choices we make each day? I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
And don't forget the Catholic Answers Conference coming up this September. Never a bad time, as I like to say, to be in San Diego. In fact, there's that those little decals or window stickers you can get on your car that have the picture of the palm trees, and it says no bad days. Well, there typically aren't a lot of bad days in San Diego. But if you want to get away, enjoy the good weather, relax a little bit, but also be greatly edified. You can take part in the Catholic Answers Conference, September 28th through 30th. The theme this year is the reunion of all Christians. This is the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Revolt, or a Reformation, as some people call it. And nothing could be more pleasing to the heart of God than for people to gather, especially at an anniversary like this, and talk about what can we do to bring Christians back together again. Just imagine. Imagine for a minute if the world, if all the Christians in the world came together again, you would see culture, society, you would see the world changed instantly. Well, it may not happen that fast, but Catholic Answers wants to do its part to bring about, again, the reunion of all Christians. Mark Brumley, Devin Rose, Steve Weidenkopf, and your favorite Catholic Answers apologists will be speaking. Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Carlo Broussard. Great venue, great pricing. Go to CatholicAnswersConference.com and you can register. There's actually early bird pricing for about another month or so, again, at CatholicAnswersConference.com. Anonymous, thank you for holding through the break there, and you are up next with Dr. Ray on Catholic Answers Live. Hi, Anonymous. Welcome.
Hi. Is this me on the air?
That is you, Anonymous. Yeah, there's another one about three calls after you, but this one's you. Go ahead.
That's right. I wasn't sure which Anonymous I was.
Sure. Thanks for holding.
I've had a dilemma over the weekend. I have a 19-year-old. And despite all the conversations throughout the many years and the safety instructions and the, you know, you call me if you're ever in trouble talks, he decided to drive home drunk. And I am just devastated over this. And we did go see a counselor, and I just want an opinion on the consequences for this. He, as of now, he's lost the car. Potentially, in our opinion, forever, because it was completely irresponsible. When we spoke with the other counselor, we're supposed to talk again next week, but the I couldn't tell what the recommendation was going to be. But he, you know, he does show remorse, and there was some talk about, you know, we can't keep going on and on and on and on about the mistake. But I'm just wondering maybe some suggestions of the consequences.
Well, I got to tell you, Mom, hard for me to weigh in because you are seeing a counselor. And therefore, these are all things that you need to bring up with the counselor. One of the very simple rules here is if someone is in professional type help, even if I just offer an educative thought or two, I risk stepping on somebody's toes, a professional's toes. So I don't want to do that. Let me give you this thought for you.
Okay. He's an MFD, and it's different than what you are. So I'm not even sure we're seeing the right person, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, your son behaved incredibly foolishly. Got it. But let's not get carried away in beating yourself up as a mother and in wondering, oh my, has it all fallen apart? Everything we've tried to teach him, everything we tried to talk, all of that. Thank God he came home safe. It was very stupid and illegal. And you are taking action. Okay, you're doing that. And you're probably going to have to take a big step backwards in your trust of him. Got it. But at this point, it isn't something that should make you go to bed every night and just wondering where you went wrong and rethinking and rethinking and rethinking. Don't do that.
Okay. But the consequences, okay. Like, I guess I feel like if he just goes back to quote unquote his normal life, I just am not comfortable with that. I mean, it, like you said, it was.
You're the parent. You're allowed to do whatever you want. There isn't any book that says, okay, when a 19-year-old from a Catholic family drives home drunk, here's what to do. You're mom. And I'm assuming you're talking this over with your husband. So you both put your heads together and say, in our opinion, in our judgment, this is what we're going to do. You're allowed to do that.
And so in your professional opinion, would there be a point where it would be too much and it would, does that make sense? Like, you know, too much, like he, you know, has to stay home all summer. I mean, can it get to a point where, you know, it's like, well, that's, you know, too much?
Well, two things, Mom. One, again, since you're seeing a counselor, he has a better answer on that, or she does, than I do. And secondly, I can't know that because I don't know your son. I don't know your family situation. And I don't know what your son has done otherwise. Is this the first time or were there other times and you never found out? See, I can't know that.
Right.
So these are things, these are matters you bring up with the counselor, and you should get some pretty decent guidance there. Okay, but don't pull the panic button just yet.
Okay, thanks, Anonymous, for the call. As we've said to several other folks today, and we always say this to all of our listeners, whatever's burdening you or going on in your life, our prayers are with you. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Roger is up next, listening in San Jose, California. Thank you, Roger, for your call. How are you?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing today?
Hi, Roger.
Better now that you called.
Well, after I'm done, I don't know. I have a question. I'd like to tell you a quick story. I'll be brief. Dr. Ray, what is your opinion on 13 Reasons Why? Should people watch it? And what do you do if your kids already watched it?
I give you 13 Reasons Why. I think it's absolutely hideous. How did your children watch it?
Well, I mean, Netflix, it came out and they looked it up and...
Well, now you got to do damage control. Now you got to do damage control. You're going to have to sit down with them and say, okay, we're going to talk this one through, guys. First of all, I need to hear your opinions and your thoughts on this. One of the things I think you're going to have to correct, Roger, and this is very common. The media is very good at doing this. This young lady has made it look like all of these people were responsible in some way for driving her to this desperate act. I'm a shrink, Roger, and I'm going to tell you that an awful lot of the time when someone is emotionally fragile, they are prone to blame people, even innocent people. They are prone to interpret things that people have done in such a way as to make them feel attacked or abused or mistreated when sometimes no such thing ever occurred. That's one of the devastating messages of this thing. It did a very nice job, as I understand it, in portraying that these people really did a number on this young lady's psyche. when in fact, my guess would be that a lot of them didn't even know that they did this kind of thing, and they had no intention to do this kind of thing. So I think that's a point you got to bring out with your kids. Another point is this, very simple, straightforward suicide point. When people contemplate suicide, it isn't that they want to die. It's that they don't want to live. Big, big difference. And tell the kids that it is a truth of psychology, you quote me if you want, that even if anybody gets to the point where they say, it's never going to be any better, it's miserable, and I don't want to live like this, even if they did nothing to change it, life changes. Things change. So just a few thoughts there, Roger. I would say this one other thing. Be a little more careful about Netflix with your kids. If you don't have a password on it, put it on it.
Yeah, well, they're not watching my Netflix. That's the problem. Real quick, and I'll let you guys go. This is a warning to everybody in the Catholic Answers family. My niece watched the show, 13 Reasons, and she took her life.
I don't know what to say, Roger. It is hideous. The media, the entertainment world, is exceptionally good at torturing people's souls.
Yeah, and Roger, we're pained to hear that, and be assured of our prayers for all of those involved in that horrific thing. And please, I just understand. I've been through depression myself. I've shared this rather openly in the last few years. And Ray, you know it very well because you were, thanks be to God, by my side going through that a few years ago. But I just want to make sure that people who have suffered a loss such as this understand not to despair themselves, not to fear the loss of someone's soul necessarily. I mean, it's a very grave offense, but like you said, Ray, there's so much more to it than simply, it's not so much somebody wanting to die, but just simply saying, I can't continue to live like this. And so, Roger, we're going to pray for all of those involved in that tragedy that your family has experienced. And boy, Ray, this is that's a topic that we could do months and months of shows on, but we're going to get down to our final call or two here. Anonymous from the Great Southwest is up next here on Catholic Answers Live. Hi, Anonymous. You got about if you can get your question out in about 30 seconds, Ray can help you with about 2 minutes.
Okay, I just have a question about is masturbation always wrong if you're not involved in pornography or addictive, and not in a hugely addictive way or anything, but is it always wrong? And is that how
the church would say someone of a mindset, a mature enough mindset to know it is wrong. It's always wrong. However, to the degree that the person is blameworthy, depends on a lot of factors. Okay, I think the Catechism even talks about this. So the behavior itself is objectively wrong. Okay, it is a very self-directed behavior. It is a misuse of God's gift. So it's objectively wrong. Now, how much is a person responsible for that? Depending upon all the factors in their lives that affect their judgment, et cetera, that's a question that basically only God knows. But that's why we got a lot of good priests and people like that to walk people through this.
Okay, Anonymous, thank you for your call on that. And David in Savannah, Georgia, Albert in San Antonio, and all of the others, we are just simply, we've run out of time. It's great to have 2 hours of Catholic Answers Live, but sometimes that doesn't even seem like enough. But Dr. Ray Guarendi, thank you so much. And again, you'll find Dr. Ray at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these affiliates on The Doctor Is In, courtesy of EWTN and Ave Maria Radio. And Dr. Ray, your website is...
DRRAY.com, DrRay.com, and Jerry, there's all kinds of books there that address virtually every question that everybody raised today.
Okay, it's DrAY.com.
I never looked at it that way, but it just doesn't sound professional the way you say it.
Doctor abbreviated, DRRAY.com. Dr. Ray, thank you so much. And folks, check out that new Dr. Ray Facebook page. I think I clicked on there. It looks like you got several thousand friends, followers, fans, whatever they call them, Dr. Ray. I don't know. You're pretty popular, so keep that Facebook page up, will you?
Jerry, bless you. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks. Dr. Ray Guarendi here, and thank you all for your listenership today. And you can follow me in case you want to know what rolls around inside my aging brain every now and then. I go on tweeting binges about once a month. You know, I'll tweet four or five times a day, and then you don't hear from me for a few weeks. So you won't be inundated. You can follow me at Jerry Usher. Don't forget, Debbie Giorgiani and I are on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time. And a replay at midnight on many of these stations. So today's show still has yet to replay tonight at midnight Eastern time. And Debbie and I will be at Barriga Radio next week for their summer pledge drive. If you hear your Catholic station ask for money, dig deep, because that's what keeps programs like this on the air. Talk to you next time. God bless.